Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of celebrating and rejoicing the great I Am in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through song, spoken word, and through writing. Before we start the show, I need to give you the church announcement. February the 25th, 2012, which is next Saturday, between 4 and 5:30 p.m., Minister Kimberly Hoback will be with us to bring her segment on her Christian life coaching. That's between 4 and 6 o'clock. We're going to extend the show a little bit longer to make sure she has enough time to do her teachings. Okay, I always start the show out with a Bible verse, and if you didn't know, now you know. Here we go. One of the things I wanted to say and start out with is how easily we can tend to deny Christ when we're around people who are not fellow Christians. And I wanted to make sure that we do not fall into this trap, because this is a very, very big trap that we can fall into. Peter was known for his denial of Christ when he was brought in front of the Sadducees and Pharisees to be questioned before being sentenced to crucifixion. But there was another time, which was Peter's first denial, which is found in John 18, chapter 15 through the 17th verse, and it goes like this. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because the disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's court, but Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. You are not one of the disciples, are you? The girl at the door asked Peter. He replied, I am not. Without even thinking, he replied, I am not. And he was a disciple of Christ. So can imagine how easy it is for us as just everyday people to deny Christ. And I just want to let you know, under no circumstances should we deny our Lord and Savior when someone asks if we know him, if we love him, if we follow him. Okay, so that's the word of the week. I want you to think about it, meditate on it. Read John 18 chapter, read the whole book of John, but definitely 18 chapter 15 to the 17th verse. Okay, I'm going to get author V. Shug on the line, who wrote the book, Come Sit a Spell, Let's Talk. Are you there, Vicki?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. I'm so happy to have you on the show. I was telling everybody about this wonderful book you wrote, Come Sit a Spell, Let's Talk. And it's just very inspirational, and I have to let everyone know it's a very easy read. You almost wrote it conversational, as we were sitting on the bed actually talking to each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was my intention, yes.
Okay, and so why did you want to write a book? What was your inspiration for the book, and why did you choose that format?
My inspiration for the book, I was led by the Holy Spirit, because we have so many books that you got to get a dictionary to actually understand. And the Lord led me to write this book, and you know, so many times I was in a sermon or heard sermons where I would see people in their minds. I could actually read their minds, so to speak, and it would be so not understanding. And the Lord led me to say, okay, let me sit here. Let me talk to you in a way that you can understand what's going on. And me being from the country, I'm a simple kind of person, and you know, I'm so reminded of when Paul say, you know, I'll paraphrase it, where, you know, he came to baptize people and not confound them with wisdom or words, you know. know, and just keep things real simple. And when people are understanding things, you know, they'll jump on it and they'll say, okay, I got that. And if you're around somebody and they understand, to see the light come on in their eyes, that there's no better reward than that. And the Lord led me. I was in my home and he said, this is how you're going to do it. And as I begin to write, as the words begin to flow, you know, they just came, and under the unction of the Holy Spirit, that is how it came. They just flowed just so fast, and that's how the first thing came.
And you can really tell that the Spirit was with you when you were writing this book, because it does flow. You know, as I was going through it, of course, you give scripture and verse for people to also follow it. So it's kind of a Bible study guide as well. Than just you talking about so many different things that we face as Christians, that we face, you know, as talking points. Like one of the chapters said, God is just that good.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I just want everyone to just kind of get an idea. This is just how, I don't want to use the word simple as in the way it's written, but it's like an everyday language, and I do agree with you. Sometimes when you're listening to scholars, everyone thinks you need a college degree and a degree in theology to preach the word. But, you know, the Holy Spirit will translate things for you and put them in languages that you understand. Actually, that's what the Pentecost was all about. And so I definitely believe in what you're saying about being led to do that. Now, I have to ask you, is there a particular favorite chapter for you in this book?
I like the one, I like them all, honestly, but the one that I really, really love is the one talking about, I believe it's love, where it all starts about, I think it's love, maybe page 59, I'm not sure. Love, where love went up that hill, Golgotha. And I said, if I ever did a spoken word piece, which eventually I will, that would be most definitely one. You know, that's what it's about, because we do so much, but if there's no love in it, no love behind it, then it's all in vain. It's all in vain.
And
my motivation is love.
Yes, God is love, you know, and
exactly.
We have to, if God is in anything, love is all around it. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, one of the things, chapters that I enjoyed was that transcending love. That's the one you're talking about? That transcending love. When you talk about love transcending, what exactly did you, because that was a chapter that really grabbed me, but I wanted to just kind of explain to the audience, let me read the first paragraph. It says, discernment runs through the internet, leaving me with the feeling of either loving you or praying for you, or leaving you alone and praying for you. You all know me. I got to tell it. I see the love in the words of encouragement, in words of your inspiration. I feel the blessings you send so unselfishly my way. Please keep sending up the uplift. I need them. I need you to survive. Y'all show me more love than a sister fan. Even when you decide to be smiled, it's cool. I even feel that. God is just that powerful. I am just that gifted. I'm just that gifted, but to be able to overlook and listen with love, that is power. I love that.
Yes.
I tell people, love is the most, that's why Jesus wanted us to love our enemies, because it's the most powerful thing we can do.
Yes.
To bring all strong, it's the love. So, you know, tell us some more about your journey into writing this. Are you So anything you want your audience to know about the book, and exactly also want you to make sure you let them know how they can get a copy of it.
The book is more or less me. It's about me. You got the cake and then you got the icing. And this is just an icing of where I've been and what I've been through. I figure if I give y'all just some icing, then you'll look forward to the next one coming out. I've been through some stuff. And I said, okay, I'll give them just a little bit, and the next book will be a little bit thicker, and I'll even since I've written this one, I've grown even a little bit more in grace, and I have to say that if you haven't grown, that it's a continual growth, and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even daily, there's growth, you know.
Yep.
And the things that I've been through since this book, it'll be in the next book. And
okay.
I have to tell you, it's just so awesome the way God does things. But the thing is, if you fight against what God has for you, there's a lesson every day. But if we relax and just go along with what God has for us, you know, sometimes we're blindsided by what the enemy does, but and the best of us get blindsided because we don't see what's coming sometimes. And then we always say the enemy, the enemy, the enemy, but sometimes God allows us to go through things to test our faith, to make us stronger, and we can't always say the enemy, you know.
Yeah.
And this book is just a testament of the things that happened to me from childhood up. And like I said, it's just a little icing to say, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So we can definitely expect some more books coming out from you then. You know, kind of continue along your journey in life as your walk as a Christian.
Yes. Most definitely, oh. As a Christian, most definitely.
Okay, so when is your next book due out? Are you still working on it?
I'm working on it as we speak now. I would like for it to be out in the next 6 months. I'm due to get my bachelor's degree in May. And I'm working on getting into the Doctorate of Ministry program. And then on top of that, I have regular ministry work going on. So there's a lot going on in the midst of me working, you know. So, and everybody's like, when the next book coming out? When the next book coming out? Hurry, hurry, hurry. And so much other, so many obligations that are going on. And you know, and I'm very approachable.
You have to be led by the Spirit too, you know.
Exactly. I'm not going to put something out there. I promise myself and I promise God that if his hand was not in it, that I would not put it out there. I could care less how long it took, but I'm not going to put it out there unless God's hand is upon it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell everyone where they can get a copy of this book, and I do encourage people to get a copy of this book for yourself and for other people, because it's just such a it's deep in content, but light in reading. And you know, this is something that I felt like I was sitting across from you and we were having a conversation. Versus me reading it. you really went home with that, and it was just a joy to read. So tell everyone where they can get a copy of Come Sit and Sail, Let's Talk.
They can go to my website, which is www.vshug.com, and what that does, it sends exactly to me, and I send them a signed copy, and I usually sign it according to however the Holy Spirit leads me to sign it, and then I send it out, and I would prefer that they come directly to me, and then there's also Pink Kiss Publishing. My publisher has copies also, and if they want it signed, she usually sends it to me, to my home, and but preferably my website.
Well, one of the things that I want all the listeners to know is that your website will definitely be under the artist contact at www.sistapoochie.com, and that's again SISTAPOOCHIE .com, where you can get a roster of everybody who's ever been on the show. But we're definitely going to put your website up there tonight. And so if anyone wants to get a copy of the book or even want to talk to you further about the book, they can definitely contact you through our website.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate the support. I really do.
Oh,
and I also
appreciate
the phone call.
Your little wake-up call.
Yes, yes. I had class today. I was very tired.
Okay. I'm glad that, you know, the Lord gave you strength to definitely come on and to get a chance to talk about your book. I know there's much more to this than the time that we have. Is there any parting words that you have for our viewers? Our listeners. Our listeners. Before we have to move on.
I just want to encourage everybody that no matter what people tell you, it's not about what people tell you, but hearken unto the voice of God. Remember, it's never about what people say, but I always tell you, what does God tell you? If God tells you that you can do it, no matter what it looks like, it's all about what God looks like. So take your dreams, get them up off the shelves, dust them off, treat them with care. Never let your dreams die, no matter what. I'm a living witness to the fact that people told me, no, you can't, you won't, it'll never be done, and I'm living proof that it can, will, and it shall be done. So never give up on you. Keep trusting and believing in God, for he is well able.
Amen. To do abundantly and exceedingly all things that we might possibly hope for. That is wonderful part of the work, and I want everybody to take that along with the reading for the week and meditate on that, because I think that's so important. Contact Visha and talk to her about it. If you want to become an author, a Christian author, and you don't know where to start, contact her. That's what we're doing together, is we're kingdom building. And in kingdom building, there's a place for everybody in the kingdom. And my sister, I want to thank you so much for joining me and sharing this book with me. I got mine signed, so you guys can get yours signed too. And your inscription just blessed me so. And I wanted to thank you for that as well.
Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate you. I honor you, sister. And I definitely celebrate you.
Oh, well, the same goes here. And don't be a stranger to the ministry. You're part of the family. Welcome to the family now that you've been on the show. And anything that we can do for you, if you just want to come on and even talk about your other ministries that you do, please just send me an email and we'll set up some time.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you and keep you.
God bless and keep you, my sister.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right.
That was such a joy. Bye bye. I'm already giving you your accolades. Bye bye now. That was such a blessing to have an author come on and talk about a profound book. Come sit a spell and let's talk. Again, it is a very easy read. You will feel like you know Vicki very intimately. Again, you're going to go to our website to find the link to go to her website in order to obtain the book. All right, as we keep moving on, we're going to roll right into the dance break. But before we do that, I'm going to go back to the reading of the week with John 18, 15th chapter through 17th verse. I want everyone to remember just how easily it is for us to, you know, accidentally deny Christ. Even his disciples did it. And Peter did it not once, but he did it four times altogether. He denied Christ. And the first time was in John 18, chapter 15 to the 16th verse. And it goes like this. Simon Peter and another disciple was following Jesus. Because the disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. You are not one of the disciples, are you? The girl at the door asked Peter. And Peter, he replied, I am not. Just that easily, being in Christ's presence, he said, I am not. So don't do that. Think about that. Think about what V-Shug, I've told you as well. Now, we're getting ready to move on to the dance break. As I said, you can go to www.sisterpucci.com and get all the information on all of the artists and the guests that have come on the show. You can also get the information of when our resident DJ, Frankie Vibes, will be spinning. So without all ado, DJ Frankie Vibes with a dance break for the week. It's just time for everyone to get up and start celebrating. Get off your seats. Here we go.
It's time for DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
There, but
Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
All right. That was our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibes, bringing the Gospel House mix for us for this week. Now, I want everyone to go out and support Frankie's ministry. every Sunday, he actually mixes from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com. And then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.mysoulwetrust.com. And then on Tuesday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's the House of Inspiration Mix Show where he mixes. And every first and the sixth, third Sunday, Minister Kimberly Hoback is on as well to give Kim's Couch Corner. All right, everyone. I definitely go out and support them. And also, if you want to contact Frankie Vibe, you can go to his Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vibe. All right, next up on the mic is a new one by Roslyn featuring Fern with I Don't Care. right, all right, all right. That was I Don't Care by Rosalind featuring Fern. And if you want to contact Rosalind, you can contact her at www.rosalindtmgartist.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Camille Chill with Situations.
See, a father abandons his child because he ain't ready for responsibilities.
What?
Feel. See, a mother gives up on hope because she don't have the capability to do it on her own. And every day in this world, a crack baby is born, and a child is deformed, and someone's heart is torn. See, my boy lost his mom. She got raped by a guy that had AIDS, and he deals with it every day. And his mom was close, and he turns to me for advice. But what can I do rather than pray God over his life and hope that he give him strength? His younger brother couldn't take it. He had a nervous breakdown, so now he's mentally stressed. He's mentally challenged. True story. God bless me mentally to write poetry that'll exercise your mind. And I feel the more that I write, the better I get. See, the more I glorify God, the closer to God I get. I glorify God in every piece like he wrote it. Real words are being quoted. They say, cuz OD don't crack because his heart exploded. Some say I shouldn't have wrote it. They say I shouldn't spit it. But I spit a verse for everyone that has a gift and that's afraid to reveal it. Just let God use you. See, a talent is a terrible thing to waste. See, my job here is done, even if I only inspire one person in this whole place. I express myself through poetry, that's why I give it my best. If y'all feel this can't be my best, I go back and I write to God up here in the flesh, and okay in itself. One person in this place, I inspire a whole building, a whole city, a whole state, a whole nation. Even better, I inspire a whole nother generation. I tell all the kids to say no to drugs because God is the most high, and besides that, he's free. Just imagine what God can do for you. Look what he did for me. Any situation I had, he put it to rest. It's not a day that passed, I don't feel like I'm not blessed. So as far as this music, I promise I can't rest until I see success. And I pray that God bless every line I spit, every mind I shift, every soul that I uplift, every soul that I inspire with this gift. In my life, I will bet it. I was born to be a leader, I was born to conquer, I was born to prosper. God said.
All right, that was Chill with Situations. And if you want to contact Chill, you can reach him at his website at www.CamilleChill.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Ms. Rhonda Hayton with Praise.
Creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega,
beginning, the King of all kings. For he bent way, way down, and from the dust of the ground did he fashion with his hand, he whom he gave dominion of the land. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the beast that did roam, the lion, the tiger, the bear. To him be all praise, the beginning of days, he who separated the light, the brighter for the day, the lesser for the night. Ah, yes, all praise be to Jah, Jehovah, Elohim, Elohim, the sovereign Adonai, Mekadash King, our sanctifier, Elion, the Most High, the giver of life, Elohimu, our God, Ropika, our healer, Jehovah Jireh will provide. To him be all praise, for he set the day. Rohi, my shepherd, Jehovah Elohim. Shama, you are here, I'm not present. Loud to him, for he set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loosed, set an oracle of God. But we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall trod. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. An awesome wonder, yes, is he, the lover of my soul. He's our banner, our Nisi. Listen, can't you hear the call of the master, the maker of all? He's saying, come, this is where you belong. Beginning of days, for it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshun that hung the sun, the stars, and the moon. The bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega.
That was praised by Minister Rhonda Hayden. And if you want to contact her, you can actually reach her by just emailing the ministry at sisterpucci@sisterpucci.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE at SISTAPOOCHIE. Well, as usual, this time just flies by. Well, let me go over a couple of things. Now, don't forget that every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Elder Faye Hill's Bible study, and it's a series. It's actually called The Message of the Bible and Not Just the Stories of It. So there are episodes that have been recorded that are at the ministry's website, www.sisterpoocha.com, SISTAPOOCHIE.com, where you can go and you can catch up on archives while we're waiting for next Wednesday's episode to be aired. As well as we want to remind you that next Saturday we're going to have an extended show between 4 and 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time for Minister Kimberly Hovak's segment with her Christian Life Coaching. We definitely extended the time to allow her more time to give you those lessons that you can use in order to apply the Word of God to your everyday life, and that is such an important tool. So you can definitely visit the ministry website to get those links for the shows that she's already recorded. Also, if you ever want to be on the show, it's real easy. All you have to do is email me an MP3 or a WAV file at sisterpoochie.com. Again, spelled the same way, SISTAPOOCHIE at SISTAPOOCHIE. All right, everybody, I'm going to go back to the reading for the week. I want you to meditate about this, and I want you to think about it in this context. Don't slip and deny Christ. We can be his most avid followers, slip and deny him. Peter did it 4 times within the Bible, and he was a disciple of Christ. So it would be very easy for us to do it also. But it comes from 1 John 18 chapter, the 15th through the 17th verse. It goes like this: Simon Peter and another disciple was following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went to the high priest. He went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple who was known to the high priest came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" the girl asked Peter. Peter replied, "I am not." That easily, he said, "I am not a disciple of Christ." We're all modern-day disciples, and just remember it, to wear it as a proud badge. We love Jesus, and we're following him. Okay, we're going to roll up like we always roll out on How Great Thou Art by Society and Music. Everyone have a blessed week, and I'll see you next week.